Just then, the chimes in the clock on the mantel sounded 12. The two had talked away the hours, and now it was Christmas morn. Gaze on it then, but I warn you, you may be dismayed by what you see. She lifted the velvet veil. Eleanor closed her eyes and took a long, deep breath. Then, with her little jaw set firmly, she looked into the mirror. A face, like an old woman's, and yet her own, stared back at her. The features were shriveled and jaundiced, the head barren, save for straggly strands of white hair. And the eyes were bleary and weak, and at the same time unyielding as flint. Eleanor let out a shriek and recoiled from the image in horror and anger. That's not me! That horrible, horrible old hag isn't me! She buried her face in her hands and wept miserably. Aunt Rigelia put her arm around her niece, her heart aching that these tiny shoulders should bear such a dreadful weight, yet knowing it must be so. She was, at that moment, the mother who has given her child a bitter-tasting medicine and must endure her child's tears with nothing but the knowledge that this alone will make her well. Eleanor lifted her tear-stained cheeks and lashed out bitterly. It's a lie! It's a cruel trick you're playing on me. The mirror cannot lie. It, of all the mirrors you have seen, is the only one that speaks true. You look at it then. Yes, you look and see how it distorts your features awfully. Aunt Rigelia sighed, and with a sad smile, did as she was asked. There, see? But Eleanor was brought up short by what she now beheld. The image reflected in the mirror was that of a beautiful woman, glowing with the first spring of youth. Eleanor turned from the mirror and looked at her aunt. Her lips quivered with rage as she spat her ugly word. It's all a lie! You're just a horrid old woman with a horrid mirror! And she tore herself away from the gentle arms of her aunt and ran from the mirror and the evergreen tree and the little room.